Well, I'm glad you, Back Row Baptist, came up a little bit. So that's nice. And just wanted to give you a little bit of an update on us. We've been traveling quite a bit. We just got back a little bit ago from Bob Jones University. We were there recruiting students. And it's interesting to see the kind of generations that we have right now. And we have to do a lot more work as far as missions. You know, they're not so much interested in missions anymore, it doesn't seem. A little more interested in making money and all those other things, but we can just pray that the Lord would continue to prepare men and women for the harvest. There's plenty of work to do, but we're delighted to be able to go there and try to encourage and try to recruit, try to help them to go on a mission trip to see what it's like so they could get a burden firsthand. And so that's what our goal was, to try and do that. So we've been traveling all over the place. Support is coming in little by little. So we're thankful for that. We still have a couple more trips out here. This week we'll be in the area, but the next Sunday we'll be in Florida when you guys start your missions conference. We'll be in Florida, and after that we go to Iowa, and then we go to Michigan, Minnesota, and then we go to Pennsylvania. So when we head out to Pennsylvania, we'll be there with my side of the family for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and the idea is to be there through the end of January, and then the first weekend of February, we plan to be back here, Lord willing, for a send-out service. And so that's the idea. If the Lord brings in all the support that we need, we're trusting that he will. And then after that, we can go back to the field, and that's that. So we'll see. That's our plan. We'll see what the Lord has to say about it. And we're excited about everything that's been happening. And we've also been grateful to be able to get to know some of you a little bit better as we are here on furlough, trying to get a little more acquainted with some of our supporting churches and different members and stuff, because we feel that we need to be connected to you. You're not just a number to us. You're the ones that help us be on the field, and we want to build a relationship with you that will last for a lifetime, and that's the purpose of it. So we thank you for your faithfulness in all of this, and we're excited to see what the Lord will do. And that's where we're at. So it's also great to have Mrs. Chandel with us today. It's great to see her. The Lord used them on the field for many years, and we're grateful for that. And it's time for some of us to pick up the baton now. And so please get to know her. She's here for a little bit visiting family, and she would be delighted to spend time with you also. So I would encourage you to do that. So I don't know if anybody has any questions or anything for me before we get going today. All right, don't be shy. I know you're not. All right, so that's the plan. But we're excited to see what God has been doing. And we're excited about you guys and your missions conference. We're sorry we can't be a part of it, but at the same time, I think you understand that we're here for a different purpose right now, and so we're excited what we have been able to do, and we look forward to what the future holds. But the Lord's been good to us, and we kind of would wish it would have been quicker, but at the same time, He knows what is best for us, and He's in control of all things, so He's good no matter what happens. So we're praising Him for that. So why don't we begin this evening with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for your love and your concern for each and every one of us. We thank you because you meet us where we're at spiritually, and you give us exactly what we need so that we can grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we can also become more like you each and every day. So help us to be obedient. Help us to be attentive to you, to your Holy Spirit, and its promptings in our lives, so that we can be what you want us to be. And just like we sang, help us so you can count on us when the work needs to be done, whether it be in this local church or around the world, help you to count on us for being faithful, not being perfect, but being faithful and have a heart to do what is right. Thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I am sorry to hear that Pastor Micah is not here with us today, because I'm actually going to be touching on the subject of procrastination. And I was hoping he would be here. You can tell him I said that, all right? I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear that. But just a little rubbing with my friend. And but you know what? We need to look at a very familiar passage of Scripture, but I think it has a lot of good lessons for us to learn. Why don't we turn to Exodus chapter 8. Exodus chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, please. Exodus chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. I'm going to ask Pastor, just right there where you're at, if you can read that out loud for us. Exodus chapter 8, verses 1 through 15, please.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if thou refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all thy borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, upon thy people, and into thy ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon all thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up